Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Welcome to our Sabbath worship today on this March 18, 2017. Welcome to all the dear ones that are listening on the phone, also on the radio, later on the recording, and all the precious family that are coming in. We are in lesson 222, chapter 48, entitled, Who is the Greatest? Part 3. Our opening hymn is entitled, When He Cometh. When He Cometh, when He Cometh, to make up His jewels, all His jewels, precious jewels, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crown. He will gather the gems for His kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crown. Little children, who loves their Redeemer, all the jewels, precious jewels, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for His crown. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
For the guests and creating the kids, I thank you for letting us play the assignment.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for creating us, protecting us, and having angels by our side. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, dear ones, the opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 17, from the King James Version, and it reads, Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, little ones, would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst begin the nations?
Isaiah 14:14. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
But made himself of no
reputation,
and took up on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Philippians 2:8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue, Matthew 18:3, and he said, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and became as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 435 through 437. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to take the first paragraph, book it up.
Design pages, page 435. The strife of the highest place with the overworking and outworking of the same spirit, which was the beginning of great controversy in the world above, and which had brought Christ from heaven to die. There rose up before him a vision of Lucifer, the son of morning, in glory, surpassing all the angels that surround the throne and united in closest tie to the Son of God.
Bazaar of Ages, page 435. And continuing, Lucifer had said, I will be like the Most High, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 and 14. And the desire for self-exaltation had brought strife into the heavenly courts, and had banished a multitude of the hosts of God. Had Lucifer really desired to be like the Most High, amen, he would never have deserted his appointed place in heaven, amen. For the Spirit of the Most High is manifested in unselfish ministry. Lucifer desired God's power, but not his character. Amen. And continuing, he sought for himself the highest place, and every being who actuated by his spirit will do the same. Thus alienation, discord, and strife will be inevitable. Dominion becomes the prize of the strongest. The kingdom of Satan is a kingdom of force. Every individual regards every other as an obstacle in the way of his own advancement. I guess this is like survival of the fittest here. Or a stepping stone on which he himself may climb to a higher place. Desire of Ages, page 435, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How is the Spirit of the Most High said to be manifested? And why does Lucifer desire God's power? Is it for his character? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The Most High is manifested in unselfish ministry. Means no, he sought for himself the highest place, and every being who is actuated by his spirit will do the same.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 17, verse 3.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, life eternal. John 17, 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us continue. We are in Desire of Ages, page 436.
Desire of Ages, page 436. While Lucifer counted it a thing to be grasped to be equal with God, Christ, the exalted one, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:7-8. Counting?
That's a typo. Continuing.
Now the cross was just before him, and his own disciples were so filled with self-seeking
the very
principle of Satan's kingdom that they could not enter into sympathy with their Lord, or even understand him as he spoke of his humiliation for them. Desire of Ages, page 136, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How did Christ show God's unselfish ministry while Lucifer counted it a thing to be grasped to be equal with God. And what was
Christ the Exalted One had made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And they were so filled with self-seeking.
Good job. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is located in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
Of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth.
Just a minute, dear ones. Dear brethren, I had loaded the wrong song, but I'm going to play it at the end. Forgive me, but so like that we won't hinder the message. I will just continue in the study until I can be able to load it. Forgive me, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, how and in what way did Jesus try to correct the veil, the evil? And who will have no place in the kingdom of heaven and were identified with the ranks of Satan? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Very tenderly, yet with solemn emphasis, he showed what is the principle that bears sway in the kingdom of heaven. And in what true greatness consists, as estimated by the standard of the courts above. And those who were actuated by pride and love of distinction, thinking of themselves, the rewards they were to have not rendered back to God. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
And continuing, Desire of Ages, page 436. Very tenderly, yet with solemn emphasis, Jesus tried to correct the evil. He showed what is the principle that bears sway in the kingdom of heaven. Before honor is humility. Amen. To fill a high place before men, heaven chooses the worker who, like John the Baptist, takes a lowly place before God. Amen. The most childlike disciple is the most efficient in labor for God. The heavenly intelligences can cooperate with him who is seeking not to exalt self, but to save souls. And on the slide, it says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And then there's a quote from Proverbs chapter, a scripture from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. And then it also says, the most childlike disciple is the most efficient in labor for God. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And that was a quote from James chapter 4, verse 10, King James Version. And continuing. And in the true greatness consists, as estimated by the standard of the court above, those who were actuated by pride and love of distinction were thinking of themselves and of the rewards they were to have rather than how they were to render back to God the gifts they had received. They would have no place in the kingdom of heaven, for they were identified with the ranks of Satan. Desire of Ages, page 436, paragraph 2. And it says pride and love of distinction, as the picture is showed there, and there's also a picture of the courts of heaven. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How is a high place to be filled before men? And what will they receive from communion with Christ? And what will their experience be? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Heaven chooses the works. Their work who
worker
who, like John the Baptist, take a low piece
a lowly place
before God, and he will go forth to work for those who are perishing in their sins. He is anointed for his mission, and he succeeds where many of the learned and intellectually wise.
He who feels most deeply his need of divine aid will plead for it, and the Holy Spirit will give unto him glimpses of Jesus that will strengthen and uplift the soul. From communion with Christ, he will go forth to work for those who are perishing in their sins. He is anointed for his mission, and he succeeds where many of the learned and intellectually wise will fail. Desire of Ages, page 436, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What will happen when men exalt themselves, feeling that they are a necessity for the success of God's great plan? And what happens to the work with their removal? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The one causes them to be set aside. It is made evident that the Lord is not dependent upon them, and he the walk the Lord
causes
them to be set
aside.
And said it is made
evident
that the Lord is not
dependent
upon them, and the walk does not stop because of their
removal
from it, but
goes
forward with
greater
power.
Desire of Ages, page 436. But when men exalt themselves, feeling that they are a necessity for the success of God's great plan, the Lord causes them to be set aside. It is made evident that the Lord is not dependent upon them. The work does not stop because of their removal from it, but goes forward with greater power. Desire of Ages, page 436, paragraph 4.
It is not enough for the disciples of Jesus to be instructed as to the nature of his kingdom. What they needed was a change of heart that would bring them into harmony with its principles. Calling a little child to him, Jesus set him in the midst of them. Then tenderly folding the little ones in his arms, he said, "Except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." The simplicity, the self-forgetfulness, and the confiding love of a little child are the attributes that heaven values. These are the characteristics of real greatness. Desire of Ages, page 437, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did this disciple need besides to be instructed as to the nature of his kingdom? And what was the meaning of Jesus calling a little child to him, sitting in the midst of them, then tenderly folding the little one in his arm? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They needed a change of heart that would bring them into harmony with its principles. And he said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven."
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 28, and a margin from verse 38. And you, heart, also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of the Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come close. This is
good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. March 18th of 2017. Where Jesus spent a bunch of time. And it's raining his power with this dazzling brightness. That means really bright. Or the marble palace was all glad ever to be offered in that sublime and wonderful passage. I, my him, was life, and life was the light. Christ followed with a recount and made in his name. For those who have said that they are Christians, you have given yourself to me, and I have given you to the world as my representatives. Remember what a representative is? It's a person who speaks for someone else. In this case, we are speaking for God. As the Father has sent him in, has sent him into the world, forget not or die. If Christ is dwelling or living in the heart, it is impossible to conceal the light of his presence. If we're Christians, others will see Jesus in us. When the light of the world, that is Jesus, passes by, privileges appear in all hardships. That means when we have Jesus in our hearts, our trials will give us a chance to show that we are Christians by the way we react. We speak of the light of the world and success. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Thank you for putting up with my poor performance.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. Praise the Lord, even though it was going on the way it was, but we persevere and stick with it. That's the whole thing about it. The Lord had gave us an example. If we fall, just get up and continue carrying our crosses. In Jesus' name. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest in our storybook, The Sigh of Ages? If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to close with prayer, babala.
If we could all bow our heads and kneel as far as possible. Our righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through last week and for delivering us all, dear Father. Thank you for giving us the ability to come together on your blessed Sabbath day. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with us and for us to meditate upon the words that we just, the lesson that we just received, dear Father God, by your grace and mercy, and to put self where it ought to be, and that is under our feet, dear Father God, and to look up to you in all things and know that we should not just be hearers of the words, but doers of the words, dear Father God, and help us to do so. Continue to build our faith, our patience, and strengthen us according to your perfect will. I pray that you be with each and every one of us that is here, dear Father God, for those that are listening over the phone, for those that will be listening at a later time, and for all the dear brethren that are just not here, present with us, dear Father, for all the sick and the shut-in, for those that are afflicted spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. I pray, dear Lord, that you will restore us all according to your perfect will and be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for doing so already. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of chapter 48 entitled, Who is the Greatest? And that will be held on Sabbath, March 25th, 2017. I would like to thank all the precious little ones, mommies and daddies that participated in the reading. We have also created activities for the whole family to be able to enjoy. We hope and pray that the message was well received. And even with the hindering, thank you, Lord, for having mercy for us to be able to finish the lesson today. We thank you and may you be with us and the rest of the day. And be with all of the speakers, Father. And please allow the clearness of the mic not to hinder the message that they will receive in their heart today. It's my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. And nothing happened by chance. Even though that the Lord had given us the chance to have the same scripture song last week, it was just another type of the song. But if the Lord had chosen this one, I will play to his glory.
Of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every knee should bow, and that every tongue should be. That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.